Amen. This is the eve of Christmas, a time when our longing for God's presence among us is fulfilled. Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, the hope, peace, joy, and love of the entire world are fully realized in this tiny baby, sent to live among us as a human being and to walk with us on the paths of our lives. O Emmanuel, God with us, as you let your light shine before all, help us be a light to the world.
Beloved of God, as we celebrate the birth of the Holy Child, let the light of Christ so enter our hearts and minds that with simple faith and true hope, we may hasten to Bethlehem to see the baby lying in a manger.
Amen.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult in dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders and the rod of their oppressor you have broken on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors, all of the garments rolled in blood, shall be burned as fire, as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the book of Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is He who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for Himself a people of His own who are zealous for good deeds. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. The first time I ever had my picture in the paper, I was about 4 years old. The paper was the Vacaville Reporter, and the picture was of me in a bathing suit sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor of the public library, utterly engrossed in a book. It was the middle of summer, and we'd probably just come from the pool, or maybe I'd been running through sprinklers in the yard to cool off. But at some point, I'm sure, I begged my mom to take me to the library so I could get more books. Reading was a joy and a comfort and a favorite escape. Later, I realized that it wasn't just stories that I loved, but words themselves. I still feel that way. Language is a marvel, and people who are skillful with it are magicians, workers of wonder. Some words seize my imagination just because of the way they sound, others because of how perfectly they capture an experience or feeling. There are certain words I always associate with specific people or experiences. Once on a whim, I asked my mother-in-law what her favorite word was, and she replied, "Velvet." That word was a delightful surprise coming from this practical, no-nonsense Midwestern housewife and mother of six. I felt closer to her after learning that she loved the word velvet, and although she died years ago, the word still brings back memories of her. In the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke, the one we just heard, Mary hears the most astonishing words from the most unexpected source, tidings of comfort and joy and of world-changing importance from a bunch of rough-and-tumble shepherds. And then, Luke tells us, Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. I wonder, have you ever heard words that meant so much to you that you treasured them and pondered them in your heart? Maybe they were words of praise and encouragement from a teacher or a boss, someone who noticed something about you that was not yet obvious to everyone else. Or maybe they were words that challenged you, causing you to rethink deeply held beliefs about the world and your place in it. Or maybe it was the first word your child spoke, or the last time a parent talked to you in that voice you will never hear again this side of heaven. In the prologue to the Gospel of John, we are told that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We Christians believe that the Word, John describes here, is Jesus, and that this is the closest that particular gospel comes to a nativity story. How wide a gulf there seems between a child lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes and an eternal Word that was God and was with God from the beginning of time. Words, after all, are mental constructs, something without physical form that can last for generations. Infancy, on the other hand, is fleeting, and babies are nothing if not intensely bodily beings. Caring for a baby is demanding physical work, in part because babies don't understand reason, negotiation, or delayed gratification. Even their emotional needs must be met physically with touch, rocking, feeding, and so on. And also, it is precisely because of that very bodiliness that there were times as a new mother when I could have swooned over how delicious and delightful my babies were. Those tiny feet, the dimples and folds of flesh, the smell of their little heads. If anyone had looked at one of my children and described her as a word, I would have thought they were nuts. My children were the most flesh and blood, embodied little creatures I could ever imagine inhabiting this beautiful, messy, physical world of ours. So if there's a contradiction, or at least a paradox, in understanding Jesus as both an actual physical infant and also the eternal Word, I want us to be cautious about tidying it up too easily. Even on Christmas Eve, when, let's be honest, we're all mostly here for the baby Jesus. It is tempting, for instance, to identify the infant Jesus with the human side of his nature and the Word with the divine side. But this kind of dualism is problematic, and it has led to the church doing damage by either discounting the importance of our physical bodies or pathologizing them, teaching for too long that bodies are inherently sinful and corrupt, which they are not. Also, weirdly, it can make words seem less powerful, as if they're ethereal concepts only, without real-world consequences. Christmas, the feast of the Incarnation, inherently rejects that kind of dualism. Christmas is a celebration of the both and, of a helpless infant who is also the Prince of Peace, of an eternal Word that also became flesh and lived among particular people in a particular time and place. This is the mystery of Christmas, and it gets very close to the mystery at the heart of human existence. We are all both and, both physical creatures and images of the ineffable divine, both utterly broken and wonderfully gifted, and all of it infinitely beloved by God. Contrary to that old saying about sticks and stones, words can hurt us. In our world today, too many words have been weaponized. We hear about grant applicants who are instructed not to speak of diversity, equity, and inclusion as if those values were somehow harmful. Many people worry about using the wrong word and being canceled. Worse yet, many words have become emptied of meaning or turned upside down. When people argue on the national stage that empathy is a sin, I wonder if we can possibly mean the same thing by that word. Meanwhile, many have become frustrated by how leaders offer thoughts and prayers instead of meaningful action. Even the word Christian has in many circles become synonymous with prejudice, xenophobia, and nationalism. And then there are all the words that people use to diminish the dignity of other human beings, as if we were not all children of the same God, a God who has told us that the truth will set us free, a God who delights in our diversity, and who has love enough to go around. But if words can hurt, they can also heal, inspire, and connect us more deeply to one another. Words like, I love you, and I'm proud of you. Words like, you belong, and where does it hurt, and how can I help? These are the words we treasure and ponder in our hearts. These are also the words that we are charged to bring into the world and to make real. At Christmas, we are reminded that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that that Word was a newborn baby, just like all of us were once. We are invited then to align ourselves with that eternal Word, and to do our best to make the words of liberation and justice and healing that we speak in this building become enfleshed, embodied in our lives and in the world. We are called to speak words that, like Jesus himself, are filled with God's grace and truth, and to bring tidings of comfort and joy in our words and through our actions. So my prayer for you this Christmas is that you will find words that glimmer, that bring a little more joy and goodness into your life. They might be words you find in Scripture. They might be words you hear from a family member, or words that you read in an old letter from a friend. They might even be words that you have heard 1,000 times before and that take on new meaning this night and in the days to come. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. Joy to the world, peace on earth, and most of all, do not be afraid, for we are bringing good news of great joy for all people, and unto us is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen.
Please stand as you are able. And join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation, and came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for God's holy church and for the world which God made and loves.
Lord God, ruler of the universe, we thank you that you hear us when we pray. We are grateful for all your gifts to us, especially the gift of your Son, who came to live a human life with us. As you guided the Magi to Bethlehem by a star, guide us to come worshipfully to you. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray on this Christmas Eve for our world. We pray for those who govern and hold positions of authority among the nations. Lord, you sent your news of peace and goodwill to shepherds and sent them to see the babe lying in a manger. Let your good news be fulfilled everywhere on earth for all people. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray for your church. We pray especially for our presiding bishop, Sean, our bishop, Megan, and for all who serve Christ and build up the beloved community. By your Spirit, strengthen your people for their work and ministry. As you sent your angels to share the good news, send us to show your light to the world. Glory to God in the highest. We pray for one another, for our grandparents, parents, children, and all family and friends through whom we learn to love and be loved. We thank you for all who care for us as Joseph cared for his family, and we ask you to help us love one another as you first loved us. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray for those who are sorrowful, distressed, or lonely. We pray for all people who have to be separated from loved ones on this holy night. We ask you to comfort us as Mary comforted the baby Jesus. We ask for the grace to serve you as we find you in the poor, the hungry, the homeless, and the sick. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the announcements. I will keep these very brief. You do have a yellow sheet, which, as you know from other times, other Sundays, when it's Sunday and not whatever day it is today, we have these yellow sheets that have the announcements in them, and you are welcome and encouraged to take them home and take a look at things we have going on. Also, if you are not on our email list that usually goes out on Fridays, but went out yesterday for this week, and actually I think we have another one coming up on Friday, let us know if you're not getting that. We'd love to just be in touch with you and get to know you better and help you to learn about everything that's going on here. The one thing besides the service schedule that I for sure want people to take a look at in the yellow sheet is we have a special offering on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Every year, St. Martin's has a history of when the offertory goes around, the plate goes around during these services at Christmas and Easter, which are usually our biggest services. Instead of keeping that money for our own operating expenses, we give it away to a different organization in our community that is helping others. And this year, the recipient for that offering of those offerings from today and tomorrow is STAKE, which is the Short-Term Emergency Aid Committee. Most of you probably know about STAKE if you're in Davis or nearby. We've been affiliated with them for a very long time. They have a lot of their activities here on our campus, and they're just doing tremendous work at a time when there is great need for it. So I know you will give generously. If you don't tell us that it's the money's meant for something else, like in a check, then it will go to STAKE, and we also have online ways of giving. So that and lots of other information here in this sheet. We do have communion coming up next, and everyone is welcome to receive communion. We come forward down the center aisle, and then you pick a side, usually stick to the side you're on, and the communion is at the altar rail. You can kneel or stand. When I come around or a priest comes around to give you the bread, you can either just consume it then and have the wine when it comes to you, or you can hang on to it, and then the person who's bringing around the chalice will take it and intinct it or dip it into the chalice and give it back to you to consume all together. So you have choices. Don't worry about it if you're not familiar with that. Watch the people in front of you. We'll help you through it. It will all be okay. And if you can't come forward for any reason, just let an usher know so that we can bring communion to you. The bread is gluten-free and vegan because we want it to be available to as many people as possible. I think those are the important things, except I hope most of you, all of you, have your candles, because we will be lighting candles and singing Silent Night after communion. There are plenty to go around, so I'm sure Steve will help out in the back if you don't have one. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Thank you.
your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in Jesus, the Word made flesh. For in these last days you sent Jesus to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In Christ, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In Christ, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember Christ's death, we proclaim Christ's resurrection, we await Christ's coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Savior of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through whom we are acceptable to you, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with blessed Martin and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thank you.
Please rise for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May Almighty God, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you in this holy season, scatter the darkness of sin, and brighten your heart with the light of his holiness. Amen. May God, who sent his angels to proclaim the good news of the Savior's birth, fill you with joy and make you heralds of the gospel. Amen. May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven,
give you his peace and favor. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God.